Hello, welcome to Newsflux. It's Monday, the 14th of January, and this is the news.
Hey,
you don't have to do that as well. That was just my new introduction voice.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what...
No, we're not both doing it.
Okay.
It's my thing.
Just
I've
excuse
invented.
Me a moment.
I think you should turn the microphone away from me, because I'm awful loud. I've trained, you see? So my projection is...
I've trained as well!
Don't shout, because you've made it go red now. The thing is, we've got to talk ever so soft, because our microphone is so powerful.
Yes, it's ever so powerful.
So, Zena, tell me, what is the news?
The news today is Magic Mamba Ice Dance Sam wins skate-off.
What?
Magic Mamba Ice Dance Sam wins skate-off.
Oh, Samantha Mamba has won a skating dancing thing.
Against Sarah Green.
Well, I'd say Samantha Mumba's probably half the age of Sarah Green, so
yeah.
I'd thought she would be better.
Yeah, well, poor Sarah Green. It must be quite a shame to have put all that work in and go out on the first day and not even get a career revival out of it.
No, yeah, that must be annoying. But, you know, she's learnt a new skill.
Yeah, but she
and
said...
she's probably got a spangly costume out of it.
Well, she said, I've got a new hobby. Thanks ever so much. I like it.
Did you watch it then?
No.
What
did I echoes like?
There's congratulations in order today.
Is there?
To lots of people.
Yeah, go on.
Number one, Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister. He's got himself a new look. Because he retired, but he got a bit bored.
Yeah.
So he thought himself, get himself a little job. So he's doing Tuesdays and Wednesdays down B&Q.
Ooh.
Got himself a little job. £5 million he's getting for that a year.
He's doing his Middle East peacekeeping.
Yeah, he's still keeping that up.
And his B&Q.
Just keep a hand in, really. Because you know what it is, sometimes after you retire, you kind of lose the will, don't you?
Well, lots of people, when they retire, they just drop dead, don't they?
They do, yeah.
So you stop working, it's like a clock or something.
Yeah. But so you've got to keep your hand in, keep yourself interested.
Well, he's
get
old.
A proper little job down B&Q. They're an equal opportunities employer.
They are.
Yeah,
and he likes that, doesn't he?
Congratulations also in order to some people who are actors and actresses and filmmakers who won a Golden Globe Award. But the Golden Globes weren't on telly because of the writer's strike.
Right.
So really, nobody's interested because we haven't got to look at an outfit. We haven't got to look at any acceptance speeches. It was just a big press conference. Probably quite a good way of doing awards ceremony.
But who won them?
I think Extras won something.
Right.
Atonement won something, the film.
Yeah, never heard of it.
You have.
I know.
And I think Anna Friel might have won something for being in an American TV series.
Oh, I didn't know.
Being a dead person.
I didn't know she was.
Yeah, she plays a ghost.
Hmm. She'd be good at that, actually.
She's a ghost and she haunts her. She goes back and haunts her lover, and he's like, that's nice to have you around, but if he ever touches her, she'll go away again. Can't touch her. I mean, she's a ghost, so he wouldn't be able to
that
touch her.
That must be really frustrating.
He can have a little wank in front of her.
And can she?
She can talk to him while he's doing it.
That's going to be good for a while, isn't it? But
after a while, it's going to get boring, yeah.
Yeah, you want a bit more than that.
Congratulations also, these are my final congratulations now, to... Nicole Richie and Christina Aguilera, both of whom have popped the babies out this weekend.
Oh, very nice.
So I think last night Christina had a baby. It's a little boy. He's called Max Liron. His middle name is Liron, which is Liron. Not sure about that.
Stupid.
Max Aguilera.
That's all right.
I don't know what her boyfriend's name is.
Maximilian Aguilera.
Nicole Richie, her child is a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's called. This is awful. Christina Aguilera's husband is called Bratman. So maybe it's going to be called Max Bratman, which is a really bad name.
It is.
It's going to be an awful kid. It's going to be a maximum brat.
It's going to be like a Lourdes type of affair.
Nicole
she's
Richie's,
got a moustache now.
She,
yeah,
she's grown up, isn't she?
Yeah.
Grown up quick. Nicole Richie's baby is called Harlow Winter Kate Madden, which I like. I quite like the name Harlow, and I like the name Winter.
That's alright. Gareth Gates?
Yep. What's he up to? He's been skating
he's
as
been
well, hasn't he?
As well. He's been banned from using Bray on Tam because of...
Does it make him slippery?
Quote, fears he's turning into an Oompa Loompa.
Amy Winehouse, she's got this new hair and she's extended the new look by dressing in a tracksuit and pulling up the legs and tying up the front to have a bit of belly on, so she does look dreadfully common. They've called her Chav in the paper today. And there's a brilliant picture, it's one of the best pictures I've seen in the papers for a while, of the back of Amy Winehouse and then the front of Kelly Osbourne staring at her in some sort of shock, horror, because she's going around her house for a big roast, I think. Sunday roast.
Oh. Trevor Kavanagh?
Who's he?
He writes for Sun. Mm-hmm. He's cock end of the month.
Excellent.
Just because he's a cock.
Hey, really. Look, we're going to try not to swear today. There's an unspoken rule.
Yeah, but I said cock, not cunt.
Do you know, I on Midsummer Murders,
yeah,
the other day, the most recent one, it's on after 9 o'clock.
Did they say that on that?
They didn't. They said, someone said, I know diddly twat about electronics, which is one of the best bits of swearing I've ever heard. I mean, it's at practically 11 o'clock at night, because it was in the denouement of the programme. But they also showed naked tits in it. But then I was reading on, this may not be true, because it was on Holy Moly, and it was the complaints bit. But they said someone said twat in Coronation Street. So maybe we're allowed to say twat now.
Someone said twat on Coronation Street?
That's what it said, but it was only in a letter of complaint that had been written to Holy Moly, so they may have been misheard. They may have said, when I was a child, I wasn't sure, should I call my brother a prat or a twit? I don't know.
I used to call my brother a bastard.
I remember doing that once, and my mum went, where did you learn that from? And I said, from Dastardly and Muttley, which I thought I had. I don't know where I picked this word up from. It wasn't, you know, you absorb words. You don't necessarily go, that's a good word I've heard today, I'm going to use that one. You just kind of pick them up. And somehow I picked up bastard, but I thought it was from a cartoon. You know, macanish, macanish, macanish. Sometimes it does sound like they're saying bastard. But and she thought I was just lying, but... There wasn't much mistake a difference. Anyway, at one time I wasn't sure if I should call my brother a twat or a prat or a twit, and I did just call him a twat. And I thought I'd made up the word, and my mum shouted at me, going, don't use that word. It's like, but I just invented it, so why are you so against it? Mm. I've literally just made this word up by combining two different words.
That's entirely.
Showing your dad doesn't like it. I was going, how does dad even know it? He's not here. I've just invented this word. He said, no, that was twat, is the word I invented.
Oh, right.
I used to go
really done for doing this.
What Zena's doing now, I'd like to describe it for you. She's doing the international symbol for sex, i.e. one hand curled up, the other hand inserting a finger into it.
Yeah, but I was doing sausage in a pan.
Sausage in a pan?
As taught to me by my brother.
That's not a pan. In what way is that like a pan? If you'd done sausage in a bun, as your mum likes... That would have been good.
The
hot dog in a bun.
Well, sausage in a pan, and I got cut round the ear for it. Completely flummoxed.
Just a couple of moments now to think on this. It's 256 days since Madeline disappeared. what a landmark.
Fucking hell.
What's the latest on Britney Spears?
Well... She's got a British lover called Adnab Galib.
He is a paparazzo.
Is he now?
He is, yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, a lot of people are saying that he's in it
for the
story.
Yeah, well, she's just bought him a new car.
They've run off to Mexico, have they not?
And she's keen to marry him after a 2-week romance, convinced a new marriage will help win back access to her children.
I would say the opposite would be true.
I don't think... That's necessarily coming from her. She's not that stupid.
Right. Well, is she though?
But apparently she was overheard sat in a bar on her own singing the following words. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. With a taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic. I'm slipping under. With a taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do. Don't you know that you're toxic? By Kathy Dennis.
Her new single has done quite well in the charts. They actually played it on Radio 2 earlier, but unfortunately, you were out getting your lunch, you didn't hear it. But it was very... It was very personal, from what I could tell. It was all like, "Oh, I'm losing it. Give me a break. I need to lose a bit of weight. Oh dear, my head's gone bald."
Talking of the weight thing, you know, when she was ill last week, she'd been having pills that are meant to make horses thinner, apparently.
Why do horses need to be thinner?
I suppose if they're racing horses or something.
Models?
I suppose it's the equivalent of an athlete having steroids. It's called clenbuterol.
But it's not like you weigh the jockey, you don't weigh the horse. A horse needs to be powerful, not skinny.
Do you like a powerful stallion?
Yes, I like one with a good thick loin.
Would you a horse? Out of all the animals there are.
Ooh, a horse would probably be in the top half of the animal kingdom.
In the top half?
Maybe in the top quarter.
What comes above it that springs to mind?
Tigers.
A tiger? But imagine getting off with a tiger.
I know.
That'd be terrifying. You're into like dangerous kind of sex, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm into.
Gosh, it's all coming out now, isn't it?
Talking of dangerous sex, the trial has started of the Suffolk Strangler. Strangular. Do you remember that? That was very exciting when that happened, wasn't it? A big serial killer on the loose. King of the Prozzers.
Terrifying.
Like last year.
I didn't like that whole MySpace business about it. Like that was somebody else.
It was someone else in the end, yeah. Well, his trial has started today, so that's interesting.
It's taken a whole day for them all to swear, to tell the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Is it?
A whole day.
What do you mean, everybody?
Everybody involved.
But they don't all do it the same. They don't start off by going, "Right, everyone swear the truth, then we'll call you in when we next need you." They do it as they go in.
No. That's
the old system.
Yeah, this is the new system. And it's cost taxpayers £2 million for that, just for one day. And guess who's paying for it?
Don't know.
Muggins.
Muggins here?
Yeah.
Cripes.
Another Madeleine McCann lookalike. This one has said she's prepared to work free to do reconstructions, parties, funerals, bar mitzvahs, that kind of thing.
Supermarket.
She said it'd be a disgrace to earn money out of it, but she will be widely photographed and dress up.
And she will be in the paper.
She's very similar, apart from she's got dark hair and she doesn't have a funny eye.
But you can always stick a wig on it.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Reading this, they say, there is a wig that they can use, and, they'd be prepared to, like, poke her in the eye, too.
I think most children look generally kind of the same at that age.
Oh, no, I mean, look, she's dead spit.
She does look like her, actually. Yeah, I'll give her that.
Not there, though.
No. I mean, it's a fringe thing, I think, really. Cheating migrants are being fingered.
That's all right. Who by?
I think it's Jackie Smith. Generally.
Who's he when he's at home?
She. The Home Secretary.
I thought I was being really clever then, because I thought it was going to turn out to be like Jackie Wilson.
No.
So I was thinking, I bet that's what it is. So if I say she, I'm going to get laughed at, so I'm going to go for he.
No, she's the... she's a Home Secretary, and she's a woman, which is good, because she is a secretary. Wow, this is really interesting news. A footballer who I've never heard of has split up with a star of Hollyoaks who I've also never heard of. And I never knew they were going out in the first place. So that's interesting. This is interesting.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it really is.
I'll be the judge of that.
Snoop Dogg.
Right.
His pals with David Beckham. And for Christmas, Snoop Dogg got him a pair of slippers, because he knows David Beckham, when he's at home, he likes to slip on a slipper.
Yeah.
So Snoop Dogg got him some of his own range of Snoop Dogg slippers with dog ears on. There they are.
Right.
He gave him them for David Beckham for Christmas. David Beckham took a picture on his mobile phone.
Yeah.
Sent it to Snoop Dogg, going, "Wow, these are cool. Thanks." So Snoop Dogg said, "Look, why? Let's get together. Let's let's bang heads on this one and come up with our own special range of Snoop Beckham slippers. And so that's probably going to happen. That is good though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you impressed? Would you buy a pair?
No.
Snoop Dogg.
Another person that's apart from Trevor Kavanaugh, who's a
Trevor
cock,
Nelson,
is Pete Sampson, who writes a bizarre column in The Sun.
Isn't it Gordon Smart, it says at the top?
Oh, yeah, and Pete Sampson and Jenna Good and Gordon Smart.
It's called Gordon Smart's Bizarre. Look at the state of him, he looks like a...
Yeah, he looks about 12.
Tosspot.
Got a story.
Can I say Tosspot?
Yeah, call me or my squad, right? Mm.
And I can't believe how many people it takes to write that page, because it's maybe maximum sort of 500 words on that page.
Maximum, yeah.
And it's heavily photographed, so maybe one photograph wrangler, one person to write it. But, you know, it takes him extra people, it takes him a squad to do it.
Sample of his writing. The Back to Black singer was nipping to pal Kelly Osbourne's for Sunday lunch. I must say, I much prefer the black beehive to the Croydon crack hag look.
And that, so, oh, he's writing, it's a column then, it's opinions.
I just think that's outrageous.
Well, forget that style. What she should get into is flappers.
Flappers?
Flappers. Because that's the new fashion. Paris Hilton's gone dressed out like a flapper, which involves wearing a sort of a sequined headband and a nice bob.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna Friel's also gone out in a flapper style as well. It's a nice style. 1920s it up, kids.
Well, I like a 1920s style dress.
That's a flapper dress, though.
Ooh.
So maybe that's what Amy Winehouse should get into.
She's not going to follow the herd, I shouldn't think.
Probably not, though. This is a bit of science news for you. You like this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
A dead heart from a rat.
Right.
It died,
mm-hmm.
the rat. They took the heart out,
mm-hmm.
they took all the cells off it, and they left the frame of the heart and the valve, so just the basic structure up there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got they rebuilt it with different tissue from a different rat,
mm-hmm.
rebuilt it, started beating again.
Interesting. I think. Might not be, I don't know.
Might be boring, I don't know.
It's science, though, isn't it?
It is science.
And it's good.
It's progress.
But we've got enough rats in the world.
We have got enough rats. What they need to progress is doing it so useful, like hearts. Because there's a lot in the news today about heart donors and mm-hmm. lung donors and eye donors and donating everything, really.
Yeah.
And because they're going to make donation compulsory when you're dead.
Unless
you've
opted
say
out.
Before that you don't want
to. Yeah, you can go on the website and opt in.
Yeah, you could. Well,
or opt out.
When you get a driving licence, certainly you join. It's part of it that you join the register.
Yeah.
Just to remind you might die.
If you sign
driving.
In, you put in your national insurance number.
You get one when you get a passport as well? Or is that not part of the passport process?
I don't know.
Certainly, I seem to have opted onto it quite a lot of times, I feel.
There's a new bit of... Well, it's very interesting, this. Girls, when you were at school, what kind of age... Well, for example, what age did you... start your puberty? If that's not too personal a question.
I started my periods when I was 12, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I started growing breasts when I was about 11.
Right.
So I'd say, yeah, in my first year of secondary school.
And you were kind of about average there.
Yeah. I mean, I was the foxiest though.
Right.
But, yeah.
I was not till I was about... 15 or something.
I was on the early side, I'd say, tits-wise. I was on the early side.
I was on the later side. But there's a new thing happening. It's happening widespread.
It's when girls are like 8 or...
Girls at the age of 3.
Is it because they're eating too much junk food?
Well, they think it's to do with lots of hormones in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because of things like the pill. But yeah, toddlers showing signs of breast growth and having to have injections to, keep at bay the signs of puberty. A woman got annoyed with her 3-year-old because the 3-year-old was going down slamming doors and being cross.
It turns out she was a teenager.
She had a little tash growing. Took her to the doctor. Doctor looked at her and said, "Well, she got titties."
She's a teenager. That's weird, isn't it? But I guess it's probably always happened a bit. I mean, there must be a free case.
But there's a special... It must be real. Trevor McDonald is doing... he's examining the condition on ITV1 tonight at 8 o'clock.
Hang on a minute. Last week, Trevor McDonald was fingering internet perverts. This time he's feeding them three-year-old girls with breasts. For me, that seems like a contrary thing.
I don't know if we'll get to see them.
Okay. What's the point then? So the Diana trial is continuing. Butler Burrell's speaking out today.
I bet he had such a wanger getting the chance to be involved in
that. He would have absolutely loved it. He's going to make that, he's going to spin that out.
He'll go home tonight, wank into the mirror so the spunk hits his own face.
Probably. But the other thing is her secret love has spoken out. So his name is Hasnat Khan and he's a surgeon. We've heard about him before. But it's interesting that we'd never heard of him until this trial came up, and then suddenly all her friends start saying, well, no, he was the love of her life. And I find it that really interesting. I've started thinking about it today with a little bit more depth than usual.
Right.
And it is kind of interesting that we all knew about Dodie. We all knew about Dodie constantly.
Mm.
And I think perhaps like his father, he was a bit of a publicity seeker.
Possibly.
Perhaps it was his father who was doing the publicity seeking.
Well, he wanted a passport and around. He has done for a long time.
Yes, I mean, Butler Burrell's saying that she might have been going out with Dodie, but if she was, the romance wouldn't have started more than a month before she died. It was certainly a very early stages. They weren't engaged, she wasn't pregnant, and she was definitely heartbroken by this man. And it's quite a tragic story, really, because they split up because he didn't want to be in the spotlight, and he knew that inevitably they would, even though they went out for 2 years secretly, he'd end up in the spotlight. He married someone else. She died. He married someone else in 2006, but they were already separated. It just didn't work out. And, you know, it's maybe a tragic love story. The thing is, though, he's quite ugly, so...
But what does he say about it?
He's never spoken about her before, but he's saying, sometimes I feel like screaming. There have been very bad times. I've moved on, but it keeps coming back. So it's very sad, really. So
very sad.
Yep. She used to keep his photo by
I wonder what happens to all the love. Where does it go?
That's not real. It's not real.
Are you sure?
I'm fairly confident it's not real.
Where does all the love go, Michelle?
Right, we should probably sort of think about
earlier on it was raining and Michelle said of the rain,
it sounds like sadness.
It sounds like sadness.
It sounded like it was maybe it was all in love, maybe it's God's tears.
This
will make you cry,
Diana, the tragic princess of hearts.
This will make you cry. Poor Heather Mills, she was 40 at the weekend. She thought, brilliant, what I'll do is get myself a little thingamajiggy, what are they called? A marquee.
Right.
Stick up in the garden, invite all my many, many friends round to have some vegetarian food and do some do-gooding.
Do some sucking on rat titties.
Fortunately, it was incredibly rainy and the marquee got swept away, as did all the three guests who turned up. But who wasn't invited? Her next-door neighbour. Wasn't invited.
Does she know her next door neighbour?
Well, I don't know. Her next door neighbour said in the paper it was rude, but...
Do you know your next door neighbour?
No, I know the woman downstairs.
Right.
No, I don't know my next door
neighbour. You wouldn't invite her out for your birthday, though, would you?
No, of course not. But if I was having a party in my house, I wouldn't invite her because she's too old.
Louis Theroux wants to move in with Heather Mills for his next TV documentary. He's written... Oh, I'm going to hate the son. He has written twice to ex-porn star Mucker. I know we have a laugh about her, but I don't know, there's something
even
about this
they
newspaper.
Haven't bothered to describe what she does. They've just called her Heather Mills, Sir Paul's ex-wife. They haven't called her ex-porn star.
Ex-porn star Mucker.
No, she's not a porn star. She was in that sort of sex guide thing, but that's different from porn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think it is.
I mean, certainly, if there was any porn going about, it'd have been on the internet by now.
Did you watch Louis III last night?
I didn't.
San Quentin Prison?
No, I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, it was on last night, wasn't it? Well, it was supposed to be on at 9, but because of the darts, it was on at 10 past. It was quite interesting. I was watching that, but I was also watching the fluffy programme Kingdom on the others programme, with Stephen Fry being a lawyer and a lighthouse. I was flicking between the two. But, it was quite interesting. He was in San Quentin prison, and you kind of go, it doesn't sound very interesting. And then you suddenly think about it and go, oh, it's interesting. I'd like to see what it's like inside a prison. And he went around and met some of the inmates. Mm-hmm. And there were all these men who'd coupled up, of like trannies, who get off with men, and they're kind of quite coveted around the prison because they look a bit like women, but not very much. And then there was a guy who was a Nazi, a married Nazi with two children, mm-hmm. Who was in prison, and he started going out with a gay Jewish man. And they hadn't had sex, but they'd formed a relationship. They were boyfriends. Interesting.
Suppose everybody needs some love.
Brilliant, the film Bring It On is on tonight at 10 o'clock on Channel 4. Watch it, it's my favourite cheerleading film.
I was going to say, that's the cheerleading thing you're obsessed with, isn't it?
You've seen it though, you liked it.
I liked it. Tonight also, University Challenge with Paxo. Worth watching.
Anything
else? And 10:45, Channel 5, Hello Men.
Hello Men 2.
So I didn't realise they'd done a second series. Very good. Very good. And if you can stay up till 3:30 in the morning on Channel 5, there's a rerun of Half Ton Man and Half Ton Woman. It's back to back. Excellent viewing if you've got insomnia.
Why is it this Race and Rally UK highlight?
Shh.
If you can stay up to 1:50, there's a repeat of Loose Women.
Really?
Yeah. I watched a bit, something was making me laugh about Loose Women the other day. It was on Nevermind the Buzzcocks, they just started slagging it off. It was really, I don't know why on Nevermind the Buzzcocks, but it was funny, sorry.
Bless the Loose Women.
Bless
them. I can't save them off because after Thingamy Bob said that we were a bit like them, and I'm worried that we are, so I'm not going to...
I don't think we're that much like Loose Women. I mean, we're female and we do talk.
We gossip.
But we're not here going, oh, Shane Ritchie, give us a kiss. No, we didn't have Shane Ritchie on, do that.
But if Shane Ritchie was here, what would we say to him other than, give us a kiss. Can't think of anything else.
There was one, I think Bill Bailey said that there's one woman on Loose Women whose entire function is just to occasionally say, oh, I've got big tits.
Is that Thingamy Bob Swahili alien?
I don't think she's on Loose Women, is she?
Is she not? She
I
used
can't
to
remember.
Be.
Just, I don't know who most of them are.
The older one, the one who's married to Gianni, she's on Loose Women.
Nadia. She's doing the thing about moving to Australia. On
I was just thinking, she's got big knockers, isn't she?
She has got big knockers, yeah. Jay McDonald.
Talking of...
she's on it. Leslie Garrett.
Gianni. How's Gianni getting on with Kerrish?
Do you know, I don't know, but they did appear on a chat show on Friday together on Al Murray's Happy Hour, but I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
I'd quite like to see that, actually.
Would you? Sadly, it's on ITV, so ITV haven't yet done a listen again service, or even watch again.
Just to see, you know...
what the chemistry's like between them.
Yeah.
See if it's repeated at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it is. Excellent. That's enough then, isn't it? Should we go?
What, to what? Finish?
Yeah,
sorry, I started reading an email then.
Yeah, well, stop it.
Well,
if you've got any anything to say to us, really, email us. And we'll read out the best letters as long as they're not too sexual.
Yes, and no swearing, thank you.
No swearing.
We're against that sort of thing.
We're stopping it.
Yeah, we're banning it.
Yeah, as of now.
Right, fuck off.
Shh.